Wes Miller's Bearcats team last year ranked 235th in the nation in three-point percentage. They were awful. Terrible. Statistically backed up. Stinky. So what does Wes Miller do to start his portal haul this offseason? Exactly what he should do. He goes out and gets himself a three-point shooter. Not just a good three-point shooter, the best three-point shooter on the market, arguably, from the Bradley Braves. The Bearcats had already seen him in the NIT. Wes does what he did a season ago after he saw Aziz. He says, I like that guy. I'm going to go see if he wants to play at Cincinnati. And he brings him in. What do you say, Wes? What do you say? Welcome to Chatterbox Bearcats, everyone. Just Chuck with you today to break down a little emergency show as Cincinnati lands Connor Hickman, a four-star in the portal that decides to leave Bradley and head over to Cincinnati. A big reason behind it, Hickman played for Mark Adams. That would be Drew Adams' father on the Indiana Elite for multiple years. Drew Adams, of course, an assistant for the Cincinnati Bearcats. We thought Drew Adams came in to bring us Flory Badunga. No, he came in to bring us Connor Hickman, a missing piece of last year's team that Cincinnati really needed. But let's start off with the fact that Connor Hickman is from Bloomington, Indiana. And when you're from Bloomington, Indiana, and you get an offer from IU, you're going to IU. Not in this situation. Hickman visits the Indiana Hoosiers on Sunday and joined the Bearcats on Monday. And I know IU kind of sucks, but historically speaking, that's a big get. You're going up against a big-time program and plucking a guy from their backyard, just like Wes Miller did with Tyler Betsy, plucking him away from the back-to-back national champ UConn Huskies. Who is Connor Hickman? Well, he played the Bearcats, 2 weeks ago at this point. Scored 14 points in the game. He's a really good shooter. He's a good scorer. And apparently he can play some defense as well. He's a good basketball player. More than just a shooter. He was a third-team All-Missouri Valley Conference player from Bradley. Shot at 40% from three on volume. And like I mentioned, had no issues scoring the ball against Aziz Bandego against UC. Yes, that is correct. Did a lot of his work in the lane with some runners over the outstretched arms of Bandego. And he could do a lot of work in many different ways. One, he can play point guard. So now you have your third point guard on the roster. Jizzle James, Day-Day Thomas. I'd be stunned at this point if the Bearcats went after Kirk Kariza, who was supposed to be visiting UC very soon. He's also visiting Patino and St. John's. I would not be shocked whatsoever if Kirk Kariza landed at St. John's. Cincinnati, I doubt it at this point because now you have your third point guard. You have a shooter. You go find some other players if you're Wes Miller. According to KenPom, Hickman played 21% of Bradley's possessions at the point guard position last year. So Jizzle, Day-Day, you needed an extra ball handler last year and a third point guard. You now have him. He's a combo guard that can slide over to the point when you need him. And I do think it makes a little more sense than Kirk Kariza. I like the signing overall. Much more than a three-point shooter, as I mentioned. This is no Gulke. This is not a guy that's going to shoot 95% of his shots from deep. Over 50% of his shots came from inside the three-point line. So he's balanced. Crafty around the rim. And from watching film, his best attribute is he moves really well without the ball. Many times I heard from many UC fans that the offense, there's just not enough movement. There's too many guys standing around. We thought that CJ Frederick was going to be that guy that was moving off screens the entire game. UC was working to get him open. He was a big focal point to the offense. The one thing that CJ I just did not think had was the ability to get off shots really whenever he wanted. Just wasn't that type of player. You had to tailor packages to getting CJ Frederick real good looks with some space. Because there were times where, you know, he was 3 feet beyond the arc, hesitated a little bit, defense closed out on him, and he didn't take the shot. And he just worked it around the offense. And look, CJ is much more than just a sharpshooter. He could step in, knock it down. He had some takes to the rim. We really didn't get a full sample size of what CJ Frederick could bring to the mix. And that's a talking point for later in the show, potentially. Is CJ Frederick returning to the Bearcats next season? He has an open scholarship. He has not announced whether he's staying or whether he's going. You would have to think the addition of Connor Hickman makes it more unlikely that C.J. Frederick would return to the Bearcats, considering Hickman just brings a little bit of what Frederick brings to the table. And the big difference is, I think, one, he's a little craftier around the basket, and two, he just works a little better without the ball, I thought, than C.J. And I think he gets his three off much easier. Shot at only 31% from three in the pick-and-roll game. Spot-ups, he shot at 39% throughout his career. On the handoff concepts, Hickman shot at 43% from three-point range, and where he's really going to thrive for the Bearcats. With a long team like Cincinnati that forces steals and a speedy team that likes to race up and down the floor, Hickman shot at 52% from three in transition. That's almost automatic. Every other time he's shooting it, he's knocking one down. That's a weapon that the Bearcats needed last year that they just did not have. They had Josh Reed in the corner, you know, throwing one up that hits the rafters and goes 3 feet over the hoop. But he was the main focal point on Bradley last season. Every single team scout was involving, shut this guy down. Game plans, make sure that Connor Hickman does not beat you. That's not going to be the case for Cincinnati. He's going to be another guy added to the mix. Should really help the Bearcats. I'm excited about him. I think the Bearcats need some more work this offseason, specifically with some bigs, now that Victor Locken and Jameel Reynolds have decided to enter the portal. Reynolds already with South Florida. Victor Locken still waiting for a team to pick him up. There is the possibility always that he could return to the Bearcats. It's happened before. So the Bearcats have now used 11 of their scholarships. Two remain this offseason. Positions look like this. Day-Day Thomas and Jizzle James are their two point guards. Connor Hickman, C.J. Frederick, and Ravon Griffith are their three shooting guards. We will see about C.J. Frederick if that opens up a third scholarship. But Hickman right now is slated to probably be your starting shooting guard. We will see what the Bearcats get from Ravon Griffith. At the small forward position, the Cats are loaded. They have Seamoss, they have Skillings, they have Josh Reed, and Tyler Betsy. Obviously, one of those players, probably being Dan Skillings, could probably work his way over to the four. Josh Reed can play some four as well. The only power forward for the Bearcats right now is Tyler McKinley. The only center right now for the Bearcats is Azeez Bandego. So you're talking about two natural forwards on the Bearcats right now, with one of those being Tyler McKinley, who's never played a game at the collegiate level. You'd have to imagine that if the Cats end up with just these two scholarships, they go bigs. You get a power forward that could score on the block. You find your Gary Clark. You find your senior year Justin Jackson. You find a Yancey Gates. I don't care what position. He could be the forward or the center. He can be long like an Octavius Elias. He can be a brick shithouse like a Caronte DeBerry. I do not care, but they need to find someone that can score the basketball. Because Azeez Bandego with the ball in his hands for more than a split second is a disaster. And we have no idea what we're getting with Tyler McKinley. You can only win so many games by being loaded at the point guard, shooting guard, and small forward position. Bearcats need some bigs. They need two of them. One of those players could potentially be a familiar face. Arrington Page, who played for the USC Trojans a season ago. He was the high school teammate of Isaiah Collier, was heavily interested in the Cincinnati Bearcats, and Wes Miller was heavily involved with Arrington Page. It was kind of like that package deal when Collier decided to go to USC. Page followed him. Didn't have a great freshman season in limited minutes. 3 points per game, a couple of rebounds, nothing spectacular, but the freshman learning curve in the Pac-12 is obviously huge. Don't shoot the messenger, but I've been scouring the Twitterverse for days now, and it is saying that Arrington Page is just about a lock to attend the University of Cincinnati. Is that true? We will see in the coming days and when the official announcement is made, if the official announcement is made, obviously. We'll break it down. But as of right now, two scholarships remain for Cincinnati as the Bearcats add Connor Hickman. Steal him from the IU Hoosiers. What a day, everyone. Go Bearcats. Have a great one.